This is Corinne LaRue of the Ag Information Network with California Ag Today.
This is part four of our four-part series on the flood impacts in Tulare County. We are joined again by Tulare County Farm Bureau Executive Director Tricia Stever-Blattler. After debris from recent forest fires helped devastate culverts and bridges during the floods, the very first to jump into action could now potentially face backlash from the state.
Dairymen and farmers were kind of our very first set of eyes on a lot of that destruction. And being that they're farmers, they were the first to want to jump in and fix it. That's good and bad. Certainly, we appreciate their resiliency and their desire to jump in and clean up and repair things. But we also want to be careful that they do it in a manner that doesn't bring any unjust enforcement against them if they're dealing with Fish and Wildlife Service on stream alterations or water board actions. We really want our local government and state and federal officials to understand there needs to be some flexibility and additional cooperation offered right now because we want dairies and farms to get back to business.
There was a lot more to this interview, so I'll definitely be using it in future stories as I dive deeper into this topic. Until next time.
For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Agriculture Information Network.